Chapter 3. Everyone Sells. The Accidental Salesperson. There's nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly. R. Buckminster Fuller. We've created this audio program for people who sell. People who make their livelihoods by introducing others to the products or services they represent, trying to match those offerings to their clients' needs, and eventually striking a deal that benefits everyone. We created it because we think selling is important. Ever since a stranger sold his hunting sticks to your distant ancestors, transactions have been the very essence of social systems. People engage in buying and selling, whether products, services, philosophies, or opinions, dozens of times a day. Look around. Everything, yes, everything, made by human beings is the product of thousands of iterations of someone buying and someone selling something. Although we hope the insights and tools in Never Be Closing will be of value to people in sales-related jobs, about 1 in 9 working Americans are employed in sales or sales support roles, this is also an audio program for the rest of us, those accidental salespeople who don't think of themselves as professional sellers, freelancers, consultants, entrepreneurs, and volunteers, whose jobs, community positions, or personal lives involve selling something to somebody almost every day. The productive selling perspectives and tools in the following chapters are designed to help anyone who needs to sell, sell better. If you're an entrepreneur looking for investors, you have to compete in a busy marketplace to get their attention. You have to get them to say yes to your request for a meeting. You need to identify what's unique and novel about your idea and your plan, and then have to decide how to communicate your message. If you're a small business owner, one of your biggest concerns is developing clients, suppliers, and new partners. You need to demonstrate that you can connect them to resources, tools, and people that can make their businesses sing, and that you can develop a mutually supportive web in which everyone prospers. If you're a parent or a teacher supporting a new school initiative, you have to get other parents and other teachers to support your proposition. You need to understand what they need so your proposition has value from their perspective. If you're an outside consultant promoting a new organizational strategy for a client, you have to connect with and build trusting relationships with key stakeholders in order to overcome the